guys?
Good. How you doing, Ed?
Good. Just after looking at the game, you know, again, I thought there were some real positives in the game. Some things that we've got to get cleaned up. You know, the game didn't start off like we wanted it to. I mean, we had a good drive going there on the first drive, and then we, you know, we throw the slant route that, you know, bounces off of James's hands and you know, into the safety's hands, and you know, they start off the game in good field position. You know, they hit us on a double move on the second play of the game. You know, and then we come out and three and out offensively, which was not good. You know, the next drive of the game defensively, we have them in a third down situation. We got a chance to get off the field. You know, we had a lapse in coverage there and gave up a first down. They end up scoring a touchdown on that drive. Again, they got pretty good field position on that particular drive. But really after that, I thought we were able to kind of settle in, and we played a lot better, you know, after that series. You know, I thought, you know, coming back there in the second quarter and having the long drive that, you know, culminated, you know, really with the 55-yard field goal by Seabass, which was outstanding to see. You know, really the first time this year we get to see that operation. We had some trouble with that last year, but to, you know, snap it, put the ball down, you know, kick it up and through 55 yards off the dirt was very encouraging to see. I thought it was a heads-up play on the part of our field goal team to get set, and you know, we kind of hurried that operation a little bit to try to catch them with 12 men on the field. We got the call, you know, and then you know, you always get a little nervous when you take points off the board, but you know, taking points off the board there and then being rewarded by you know, by being able to finish off the drive with a touchdown, I thought was really a positive. Again, I thought you know, we were able to get a little bit of pressure on the quarterback. We didn't have nearly as many sacks in the game last night, but I did see some signs of our ability to affect the passer. I thought Antonio Smith specifically inside did some good things as far as rushing the passer early in the game. You know, in the first half of the game, and then it was encouraging to see. You know, when we got into the second half of the game, that the guys continued to fight, and that was nice to see Matt get in there. I'm talking about Matt McGloin get in there and you know, take us down on that 2-minute drive to get us a touchdown to win the game. And I recognize that it's a preseason game. But I think, you know, when you're trying to build something, I think anytime you're able to come away with a win, I think that's a positive for your football team.
Is there any update at all on Derek's injury? Did he need any x-rays on his ribs at all? Or
Derek had x-rays on his ribs. They were negative. I spoke to Derek this morning. He's feeling a lot better. He did have the concussion, so we'll follow the protocol there. And kind of take that day by day.
Tyvon Branch.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not sure. You know, it's an ankle injury. You know, he's it's not serious. And you know, we'll see whether he's able to go out to practice tomorrow or not, but I don't expect that to be anything that we have to worry about.
So nothing related to the ankle problem he had last year, the broken ankle?
No. Okay. No. Okay.
Gabe Jackson got a lot of with the six lineman formation. Gabe Jackson got a lot of time with the ones. How did he look to you?
Yeah, I thought he played really well. I thought he played exceptionally well. You know, I think he's a guy that continues to get better every day. I think he's beginning to be, you know, to be able to adjust to the different things that defenses are giving him. You know, he's a smart player, and he's got good instincts, both. both in the run game and the pass game, and so I thought that was I saw big improvement, you know, in Gabe Jackson this week, and I think that's something that's going to benefit us as we move on down the road.
Is he pushing to start at that spot?
Well, you know, I think he's performed very well, but you know, I think I'm real pleased with what I've seen out of Khalif Barnes too. So, you know, I think when you look at, and I've said this before, I mean, when you look at the depth on our offensive line, I like the depth of where we're at, you know, offensive line wise, and you know, when you go back and look at the game. You know, I know probably to the naked eye it looked like there might be, you know, some pressure. And I think any time the quarterback gets pressured, you know, the common idea or the common theme is, oh my gosh, the offensive line. Well, you know, there's a lot of other elements that are involved in that. And I think when you watch the tape and you understand, you know, exactly what's going on, I thought the offensive line was solid in protection.
Did they blitz you a lot more than game?
Yeah, they gave us some different looks that they hadn't shown on tape, you know, and I think you get that sometimes in preseason games, you know, where they give you, you know, something different to look at, and that's kind of a, you know, that's a little bit of a factor of, you know, the fact that, you know, when you don't do a whole lot of game planning for these games, you know, you're going to see some things like that are going to happen, and sometimes you get a little pressure on the quarterback. But I thought we made some adjustments, and I thought, you know, as the game went on, I thought we performed well.
Yeah, it's admittedly a small sample size, but against the two starting quarterbacks, Castle and Stafford, I think there's only been two incomplete passes and four possessions and three touchdowns. Is that, and then you got Aaron Rodgers coming up, which I guess is about as good a test as you can have to test that area. What's been your observation of the pass defense against the starters?
Well, I think it's still an area that needs to be improved. You know, it's not the finished product, but you know, I'm, you know, that's not a huge concern of mine. I think, you know, you know, last year we were kind of a little bit in the same boat. When you have that many new players and that many new, you know, changing parts, it takes a little while to get that part of your defense down. And so it's really not a concern of mine. Obviously, there's things that we've got to get better at. But I think, you know, when we get ready to kick the ball off against the Jets, I'm confident that we'll play good defense.
Do you anticipate Derek Carr getting more time with the ones next week?
I wouldn't necessarily anticipate that. I think, you know, our game plan probably going in is to get some significant work for the ones, because when you get into that fourth preseason game, you know, they're probably not going to get as much work. So, you know, I think we'll see a lot of Matt Schaub in this game.
Dennis, you rotated in some new wideouts with the first team, Moore and Jones. What did you think of those guys playing with the first unit, and really how tight is that position battle overall for those first two spots?
Yeah, I think it's a tight position battle. I think all these guys bring a little bit something different to the table, and they've all got, you know, certain things that they do really well, and then, you know, certain things that they may not be quite as good at, and I think that's a positive for us. I think it's you know, that we've got you know, each guy brings a little bit something different to the table, so that versatility, I think, is going to help us as we move forward. But I like our receiver group. I think we've got some depth there. And I think that, you know, we'll be able to find roles for all those guys that they can help us.
It seems like Bryce Butler is down on that, you know, pecking order, but he had a couple good days against the Cowboys and followed it up, granted, you know, against the lesser teams last night. What have you thought about him throughout this camp, especially over the last week or so?
Yeah, well, I think the last few days, you know, I've seen some things that are you know, very encouraging from Bryce, and you know, I think Bryce, again, he's one of those young players that's continuing to develop. I think he will continue to develop, and you know, I think a lot's going to be determined over the next couple of weeks with Bryce.
Yes, sir, you talked earlier about how you were going to throw a lot of things at Khalil Mack and then sort of streamline it as you got closer to the season. Are you to that point now?
Well, you know, we're doing a lot more, you know, with him in practice. So we really hadn't cut back on the things that we're asking him to do from a practice standpoint. We've been limited, you know, as far as what we've done game planning wise. You know, in these first two preseason games, with what we've asked him to do, you know, I get a ton of questions about Khalil Mack and where is he at, and you know, when you watch the tape, you know, the sack totals, you know, tackles, all those. Sometimes those things can be a little bit misleading, you know. And when I say that, I'm talking about, you know, if you don't have a lot of sacks or you don't have a lot of tackles, that doesn't mean you're not being a productive player. And I thought Khalil this week, I thought he was much improved from where he was last week. And I think we're going to see a lot of good things out of Khalil Mack.
Do you have any of your PUP, three PUP players, or any of them close to coming off that list?
Yeah, the one guy that I'm hoping is going to be out of practice on Monday is Usama Young. You know, I think he had a good week of rehab this past week, and you know, I'm hopeful that he'll be back out of practice tomorrow.
Did you see a lot of improvement from week one to week two from Derek before he left with the injury?
I did, yeah. I did see a lot of improvement. You know, I saw some improvement in his accuracy. I saw some improvement in his reads. You know, I saw some improvement on some touch passes. And so, you know, I think that's a positive sign. There's obviously, you know, still a lot of, you know, room for improvement, a lot of room for growth. But I did see him take a step forward from where he was at, you know, after the first preseason game.
Have you guys put Justin Ellis through any part of the protocol yet? Has he passed even the first level? Or are you guys waiting on that? What's the deal there?
Yeah, he's not ready yet. You know, I don't know whether it's first level, second level, third level. You know, I'm not sure exactly where he's at in the process. I know he has not been cleared for participation yet, and we're going to continue to. You know, go through the process, and whenever he gets cleared, then, you know, he'll be out there. And, you know, nobody, you know, none of us, you know, want to see him miss because these are important, you know, reps that he's missing out on. But obviously, you know, we want to take his health into consideration and make sure we're doing the right thing for him for the long term.
Have you added a tight end and placed Casa on IR yet, or is that still transaction has not been made? Or
we have not, to my knowledge, we have not made a transaction. I would think that we would sign a tight end, and what we do with Casa, I don't think has been determined yet.
How is the Seymour-Miles Burris battle going?
Yeah, I think it's still a good competition. I think both those guys are doing some good things. I think the competition, I think, has brought the best out in both of them. And I think both of them are going to be better football players because of it. But I would think that you know, sometime here in the near future, you know, we'll probably make a decision on the direction we're going to head there. But no matter how how that shakes out, I think both those guys are going to be able to help us this year.
And watching the game film, any young players jump out?
Well, we talked about Gabe Jackson already. You know, I thought he played very well. You know, you see some positive signs from certain players. I thought Jonathan Dowling, there was a couple plays there where I thought he did some good things. Still a lot of room for improvement, you know, from him. You know, so those were a couple guys that you know, kind of jumped out a little bit. Chance Casey made a couple of plays. So I think all those guys are competing. I think we're going to have a lot of interesting decisions to make when it comes time to cutting down to the 53-man roster.
Seemed like Shelby Harris made a couple of plays in the run game. How did he look overall to you?
Yeah, I thought Shelby was solid. I actually thought, you know, when we moved him inside, I thought he was a little bit more disruptive when we moved him inside in the nickel later in the game. You know, Shelby, you know, I think Shelby's one of those guys that I think at times he's still trying to figure some things out, and I don't think he's quite there yet. But you know, what you get with some of these guys, and Shelby's no different than a lot of rookies, is, you know, you'll see a couple of plays that kind of catch your eye, and then there'll be a couple of plays that catch your eye in a positive way, and then there'll be a couple of plays that catch your eye in a negative way. So we've got to continue to improve on those positives and try to eliminate the negatives.
Do you see Darren as kind of finishing runs maybe a little stronger than he did for most of last year?
Yeah, I tell you, you know, and I was just, you know, talking to Reggie a little bit earlier, and I think Darren is probably running the ball as well as I've seen him run it since I've been here. I think he's probably, you know, more explosive than I've seen him since I've been here. You know, and I think you know, part of that is that he's remained healthy throughout. You know. Throughout the off season, throughout training camp, you know, there hadn't been any kind of nicks or nagging little deals that have slowed him down. So hopefully that trend will continue, because I've seen a lot of positives in what he's done in the running game.
Is that still a battle, the running back spot, for him and Maurice, as far as who gets the most carries, or is that not really a concern of yours at this point?
Yeah, I tell you, we hadn't really. There really hadn't been something that we've had a lot of discussion on. You know, we started Maurice, you know, these past two games, and I think we've had a nice little rotation in there between those two players. You know, I think Darren had 6, you know, 8 carries in the game the other day, and MJD had 6 carries in the other day. You know, so you know, both those guys are going to get significant playing time, and both those guys are guys that are gonna help us.
Is there any chance that DJ Hayden's back this week?
I don't expect that.
Are you updating him? Is he getting closer, you think, or anything you've heard that's been positive?
Well, I mean, he's getting closer, but you know, again, I it'd be pure speculation to say, you know, when I thought he'd be back on the field. You know, he's continuing to rehab. He's moving closer, but he's still not ready to go. Anything else, guys?
That's good.